Good afternoon, everyone. It's time for Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We're very glad to be with you today, as always, live on the air and excited about what God's doing. We've got some internet issues today, so if any of you know anybody who might be trying to get a hold or get the show on the internet, you'll have to go to TuneIn Radio and put in 106.1 FM. In Clearwater, Florida, in order to access the show today, and the internet will be fixed later tonight. So welcome aboard, everybody. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister bringing you the Word of God today from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and always so excited to be here and right here behind this mic where I feel very, very at home, Nan. And let me get you on there because you're going to kind of help us a little bit here. So we'll get some of our other people calling in here in a minute, Betty and Cindy. There's one of them. I'm not sure who it is. Who is it?
It's Cindy.
Hey, Cindy. Welcome all the way from Idaho. So glad to have you on the air today. And Betty will be along pretty soon. And it's Christmas season. It's a wonderful time of year to really celebrate the birth of Jesus and just to remember all the blessings that we have because the Messiah came to this earth. And so today's show is another one in the series we've been doing called Jesus Messiah. And we're excited to be bringing the word and some amazing songs today. Nan, you want to grab your mic there for a second before Betty gets on here? And we had church this morning, didn't we?
We did have church this morning. It was fantastic.
Yes. And Cindy, we remember those years when you were with us live there in Clearwater at the church, and what a joy that was. And you're just such a blessing being a part of this radio team. Really, really cool.
Thank you. It's a privilege.
Good, good, good. And, you know, today we've got so much to talk about. We're going to be talking about Mary. We're going to be talking in Luke chapter 1 and 2. If you have your Bible, you can find it. It's going to be a real great sharing of the word and sharing of life experiences. But there's just so much that God's doing on a daily basis. Cindy, when we talk about all the different things that happen in all of our lives on an individual basis every single day, we see God's hand working among us, don't we?
Oh, obviously, yes. Absolutely.
Sorry about that. We're having a phone connection trouble here. Okay, let's try it again. Betty, call back in, please. We've got a problem with that line. But anyway, Cindy, so many people have a hard time at this season because they get depressed, they get discouraged for one reason or another. But it's, I think a lot of times it's because they have expectations that maybe are not being met in the way they think they should. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's a hard time of year for me.
Is it? Yeah.
This weekend, my kids and their spouses went to visit my mom, dad, and sister in West Virginia.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would love to have been there. I haven't seen any of them for 2 years now.
Wow. Wow.
So they FaceTimed me, which was fun. So technology let us feel a little closer, and I was able to see everybody and talk face-to-face in a way to everybody. But it's hard being across the country.
Sure it is.
From family. And, you know, I basically live by myself. So there's, you know, there's not family to come home to.
Sure.
Not, you know, it's tough.
It's tough. It's a lot of people feel that like you are feeling right now. I agree.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But God shows up. And I had a couple interesting things. Christmas is always stressful financially.
Sure.
You know, because you want to buy things for people, and a lot of times you just don't have the money.
Just can't.
I went through a lot of years where I didn't have the money to buy presents for my family, and it's interesting how that each Christmas I think I'm over it, and then Christmas comes around and it's right there under that surface. And so this normally my work gives us a Christmas bonus. It's never expected, but it's always hoped for. And it's usually $150. Well, this year they decided to give $150 gift cards to a grocery store.
Oh, wow.
Instead of the check we usually get.
Yeah.
And so that, I wanted to cry because I can't send groceries to my family, you know?
Right. So you were planning on giving it away. Right. Yeah.
Right. And so it worked out that, from what I understand, the gift card can be actually used to purchase a Visa gift card.
Oh, there you go.
At the store.
Okay.
And then at our work Christmas party, I won 6 ski lift tickets.
Oh, that's nice.
Now,
okay.
I don't ski.
Okay.
But some friends of mine who do ski and have friends who ski were able to sell those tickets for me.
Oh, good.
So now God provided money for Christmas in ways that I totally would not have thought of.
Exactly. But it's cool that he does that, especially in those times when we are feeling down or discouraged or wondering where he is and what's going on, you know?
And that's it. And it gave me hope. It,
right.
It,
sure it did.
You know, lifted my spirit.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And Betty, are you on the line?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Ma'am,
we got you now. Yeah. Now we got you. All right. So, it's just a joy to have you both on the air today. And Nan's in the studio because God told her to be here, right, Nan?
He said, so I had to obey.
What? He told you to come, right?
Yes. Actually, I had a choice to obey or not obey, but I chose to obey.
Oh, you chose to obey. That's great. Lord, we thank you right now for this time that we have together on the air with our listeners. And Lord, we just thank you for Cindy and Betty taking of their time, and Nan too, and all of us, that we come because we want to be here. We want to spread the word of God out to as many people as we possibly can. Lord, that's what it's all about. And it's a joy to be able to be on the air with our listeners today and to share some really amazing truths and great music. And Lord, it's all that you be honored. That's all about you. And so we bless you today and thank you in advance for what you're going to do through this show. Ha! In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The Heart of Christmas, Matthew West.
I'm gonna make a wish this Christmas. I'm gonna say a little prayer. I'm gonna stop here for a moment before the moment disappears. The world's in a hurry this December. The city streets and shopping malls. I wish we could slow down and remember the meaning of it all. Wherever you are, no matter how far, come back to the heart of Christmas. Live while you can, cherish the moment, and the ones that you love, make sure they know it, and don't miss it, the heart of Christmas.
Ones you love, make sure they know it. That's what it's all about, right? It's all about the fact that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to this earth, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so we remember the gift from God the Father. Nan, you got a poem during that song? Do you want to share it with us before we go back to Betty and Cindy?
Yes, ma'am. Remember what it's all about. Let your family and friends know that you love them so very much. Your relationships will surely grow. I gave my life for you. I came here as a little baby. Celebrate this season. Remember that I came to make you free.
Oh.
You know, that's the gift is...
The gift.
The gift is the gift. It's
right.
Eternal salvation. Yeah.
Absolutely. And he willingly came to this earth. It couldn't have been very easy to be born as a baby and then grow up as a human. We all know what that's like. We've been there. And done that, right? So, but I mean, just compared to staying in heaven with the Father, but he had a mission to do. He had to perform that mission. So vitally important. Betty, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Pastor? Well, Cindy and Nan?
Well, Betty, you should be, because tomorrow is your birthday. You're turning what, 82, something like that? What?
It's 81, dear. Don't try to push the 82 thing.
I think you're about 20 years younger than that, actually. But, you know, that's good. I mean, at least you're younger than the 81, 82 thing.
Yeah,
but happy birthday in advance, my dear friend.
Thank you.
We don't know yet whether my new grandbaby, number 12, will be born today or tomorrow. It might be born on your birthday. If it's not born by... late afternoon tomorrow, they're going to induce my daughter-in-law, Mary, and so we might not even have the baby till Tuesday, but there is a chance it'll be born on your birthday, Betty, and on my dad's birthday, same day, December 17th,
wow.
Kind of cool, but you never know.
Yep.
So what a gift to our family this year, number 12, grandchild is coming along, and you know, this gift of Jesus in our lives, we can't begin to talk about. We can. Let's talk about it. But, I mean, we can't begin to fathom how great a gift, Cindy, it is to have Jesus in our lives on a daily, moment-by-moment basis. He didn't just come to say, let me talk to you for a minute and die on a cross, and then I got to go. And that's it. No, he sent the Holy Spirit to be with us all the time. And the greatest gift is God on the inside of us. Cindy, talk to us about that.
Well, it's just like a human that you love. You want to be with them. You want to learn more about them. You want to talk to them, hang out with them, go places with them. And the thing about humans is no matter how much you love them, sometimes they irritate you, and you want them to just back off and maybe give you some space. But the Holy Spirit never irritates you.
Yeah, there you go.
He doesn't wear on your last nerve or anything
right.
like that. So I talk to him all day long.
Right.
I pull into a parking lot. It's like, Lord, I'd really like some parking favor here if you can work it out.
Sure.
And then I find a great parking spot. It's like, thank you for parking favor.
That's right.
And,
right.
And, you know, I play Pokemon. I asked him to help me find Pokemon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Whatever it is, because there's nothing too small to talk to God about.
Oh, and absolutely.
Too big to talk to God about. It's our constant.
He's our constant companion. Yes.
Right.
Yes. I want to take us for a moment. We're going to be in Luke really today, but I want to take us back to a couple verses in Matthew chapter 1. When Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph, and then, of course, we're going to talk in Luke 1 in just a moment about the visit of the angel Gabriel to Mary. But before we do, I want to talk about Joseph a minute, because Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant, and he had a decision to make. And what was he going to do? Was he going to put her away because they were engaged to be married? Was he going to break their engagement, not marry her? And it says in verse 20 of Matthew chapter 1 that while Joseph was trying to figure a way out, he had a dream. And I love the fact, and I want you both to comment on this, I love the fact that God knows our inner thoughts, our inner worries, our anxieties, and he knew what was going on in Joseph. That Joseph didn't know what to make of this, that Mary was pregnant. That just didn't happen when you're engaged to someone. And God's angel spoke to Joseph in a dream, and he said, "Joseph, son of David, don't hesitate to get married. Mary's pregnancy is spirit-conceived. God's Holy Spirit has made her pregnant," which is, we're going to talk about that in Luke 1 in a moment. "She will bring a son to birth, and when she does, you, Joseph, will name him Jesus," because, see, God the Father already had the name of this baby picked out, unlike my kids who have 5 boy names and 5 girl names right now. So we're not sure how that's all going to sort out in the next day or two. But Jesus was the name that the Father gave Joseph to name his son. And it means God saves, or Jehovah is our salvation. And then he goes on, the angel says to Joseph, because he will save his people from their sins. And then he quotes Isaiah, the angel quoted the word, Isaiah 7:14, and says this in the Message Bible, "A virgin will get pregnant and bear a son. They will name him Emmanuel," Hebrew for God is with us. The essence of the Christmas story is that God the Father loved us all so much that he sent his son Jesus to this earth to be born as a baby and to be God incarnate in flesh so that we could get to know God the Father better. Betty talked to us about that. What a blessing. Emmanuel, God with us. Go ahead.
Well, and that statement rings true because he is always with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And
amen.
You know, one of the things that kind of related to me this year especially is that, you know, could you imagine what went through Joseph's mind thinking about, you know, Mary tells him that, you know, she's conceived a child through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And you know, if you think about it, he could, I mean, the things that ran through his mind were, should I leave her? Should I, you know, go ahead and just leave her and, you know, secretly put her away somewhere?
Right.
But he chose to do what that angel told him to do.
Yes.
Because I think, in essence, forgiveness played a big, big role in the thinking, especially after the angels, is that, you know, he had maybe thoughts of leaving her, which I'm sure he did, but then the Holy Spirit took over and changed his whole way of thinking, because Joseph knew that after that angel came that he was a blessed man to be to say, I am Joseph, I am the, I'm going to be representing, you know, Jesus Christ. And it still blows my mind.
It's great.
The whole concept of Christmas.
Right.
The whole concept of Jesus' birth.
Right.
Because God had a plan, you know, way before, you know, time began, is that he was going to have someone who would save the world.
Yes.
Someone who would love the people, that would love and take care of them so that they would be, there would be a forgiveness of sin.
Yes,
and
amen.
To be able to say, I'm sending my son to save the world. It just does. It blows my mind. And I, of course, I have a little peanut brain, but I still just can't imagine of someone saying, I'm going to send my son to earth. And he's going, you know, he's going to make the, you know, the lame to walk, the blind to see.
Oh, yes.
But came so that we could have life and have it abundantly.
Abundantly. And I love that what we see here in the end of Matthew chapter 1, Joseph woke up from that dream. He did exactly what God's angel commanded in the dream. He married Mary, and he did not consummate the marriage until she had a baby. And then he named the baby Jesus. He followed the instructions of the angel precisely. He did not doubt. He did not sit around and debate for 14 days or 2 months or whatever. He simply took charge and said, I'm marrying you. This is it. God has revealed to me that you are carrying the Son of the Most High. Wow. Can you imagine that interaction, Cindy, with between Joseph and Mary, and how they're like, okay, this is boggles our human minds, what's happening here to us, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, two things I noticed. One, it says that in the King James Version that Joseph was a just man.
Yes.
So he was a good guy.
Good guy.
He believed in treating people fairly and honestly, and the next phrase goes, and not willing to make her a public example.
Right.
That's why he was considering putting her away privately. He didn't mm-hmm. want to embarrass or humiliate her.
Right.
He was a good guy.
Exactly.
But also, the angel calls his attention to a prophecy.
Yes.
Joseph
yes.
knew God's word.
He did know God's word.
Because he was able... That prophecy, he had heard that prophecy, he'd read that prophecy, it had been told to him probably from the time he was very small.
Absolutely.
And because he knew the scripture, because he had listened and it was part of his life, it wasn't so hard for him to then take what the angel said.
Because that's a good point.
It's like, oh yeah, that's right, this is the prophecy.
This
here
is
it. Is, right here. Right.
And the angel actually quotes Isaiah 7:14. This is that scripture that you all have known about forever. And what's so fascinating to me, like you just said, Cindy, is that this was not something he had never heard of. Joseph grew up in a godly Jewish home, and he knew that the Messiah was coming at some point. He didn't know exactly when, but he knew he was coming, you know? And for the angel right. to say, oh, this is that thing that we've been talking about, that I've been teaching you about. It's so mm-hmm. cool, isn't it? That God.
Well, and if he hadn't, it's just like us.
Right.
If we don't keep the promises in front of our eyes, in
right.
our heart, we forget.
Exactly.
And if we don't have that, you know, if we don't do devotions, if we don't listen to teachings on YouTube, if we don't have church,
yes,
if we don't have these various things feeding into our lives, then we can hit a situation that scripture speaks to in our lives, but we don't recall it, we don't have
That's
it right.
right
there as a weapon, because we've neglected that part. And so I think that's a good something that jumped out at me here was
sure
he didn't question the angel because he was familiar with this prophecy.
He was. Woo! God with us, Emmanuel. And we'll listen to this song, and we're going to talk more with Betty and Cindy and also Nan in a minute. Amy Grant.
We dim the light. We stoke the fire. We breathe the evergreen. Young ones wait while the old ones make up tales of how it used to be. China dolls, candy corn, painted wooden toys. treasures found to the wondrous sound of caroling the Savior born to us on Christmas morn.
Praise God, Emmanuel, God with us. And that is what the angel announced to Joseph, that this is what was going to happen. And then he appears to Mary. Let's go to Luke chapter 1, verse 26. If you're just now joining us, this is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We're celebrating Christmas. Our series right now is Jesus, Messiah. The Messiah had been promised for hundreds of years, actually thousands. And people were waiting that someday the King of the Jews, the Messiah, the one, God's son, would come to this earth. And so it appears in the sixth month of Mary's cousin Elizabeth's pregnancy. And that's the one who could not have a child. And that's found in the story of Elizabeth and Zacharias is found in the beginning part of Luke chapter 1. We're not going to deal with that today. We're going to pick up right here with Luke 1, 26. God sent that angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth, because that's where she lived, to a virgin engaged to be married to a man descended from David. So we have to talk to you real quickly about this promise that had been given hundreds of years before to David, that his descendant would be the Messiah, would be on the throne, God's throne, forever and ever. There would be no end to his kingdom. And this was prophesied to David and different places in the scripture. And we see that Mary was in the line of David through his son Nathan. Mary was in that direct line of David, so that was fulfilling that prophecy. And also, Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, was also in the line of David. Double whammy there. And Joseph came through the line of Solomon. So this fulfills these prophecies, okay? That this child would come through the line of David. Now we talk about Joseph in Luke 1:26. His name was Joseph. The virgin's name was Mary. And so the angel appears to Mary, probably only 14 or 15 years of age at this point. They got married fairly young back then. Very young back then, right? And the angel says, good morning. You're beautiful with God's beauty. Beautiful inside and out. God be with you. I find this greeting from the angel so amazing. The angel starts out by telling Mary that she's not just a cute, beautiful girl, but that she's beautiful on the inside, which tells me that God looks so much at the inside of us to see if we are beautiful on the inside, or are we full of anger, hatred, resentment, evilness. And Mary absolutely was favored of God because of what was on the inside of her. I pointed out a scripture this morning in my sermon that I want to point out here today on the radio, and it is 2 Chronicles 16:9. 2 Chronicles 16:9. It says, the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro around the earth, looking for those whose hearts are completely his. He looked around. The Spirit of the living God looked around and he found Mary. Mary had a heart after God. Talk to us about that, Betty, the importance of having a heart after God. It's not just reserved for Bible characters like Mary. It is for each of us. God wants each of us to have a heart after him.
Well, that's what, you know, Mary was the favored one. And it would be hard today, as God roams through this world, is to find someone whose heart is totally sold out to him. And that's what he wants for each of us, is to say, I want to be your everything. I want to be the one that you talk to. I want, you know, he wants our, put it mildly, he wants our full attention.
He does want our attention,
and,
absolutely.
And sometimes he just, you know, we can't even muster, you know, just a few minutes of time alone with him, because we seem to be distraction. You know,
right.
We have distractions. We have things that pop into our life that are unexpected. And that's where he looks at our heart.
Right.
And that's why it's so important to have, you know, release the things that are distracting us.
Yes.
Is to say, okay, God, you know, forgive me. Again, we're talking about forgiveness. Forgive me for not being as attentive as I should be to you. But he understands our lifestyles now.
He does.
They're a lot different than they were probably back during Mary and Joseph's time.
Good point.
I'm sure they had distractions too, but, you know, Satan, you know, was roaming, but, you know, was active back then.
Sure.
And it comes to a point where we have to say, okay, God, It's whatever you need, whatever you want, I surrender.
Exactly.
I want to be what you want me to be. And it's very difficult. It's very difficult at times to say that.
Right.
Because of the hectic lifestyles that we have. But again, he looks at the heart, and and that's why Jesus was sent here, is so that we could have life and
Amen.
Have it, you know, everlasting. And it's so important to understand that, you know, people, in fact, since moving up here, I've noticed that people are more about wanting to get something than they are to be, you know, what I want to say. I enjoy giving.
Right.
That's my heart. My heart is giving. And the closer we get to Christmas, the more giving that
sure.
I want to give.
Absolutely.
And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to give from our heart, because that means more to him than going out and maybe doing things that we shouldn't. And I won't go into that context, but he wants us to give from the heart. That's where our heart is with Jesus.
Well,
and
go ahead.
go ahead.
Well, when you talk, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's just during this season and this time is that we have to be ever mindful of the needs of others. And I
sure.
was listening to Cindy. Cindy, if you live closer, you would be welcome in my family to come and have, you know, have dinner with us to celebrate the season, the reason for the season, mm-hmm. which is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's what it's all about, people. It's about our loving our brothers
it
and
is.
Our sisters, seeing the people on the streets that up here in Michigan, it's cold. And these people don't have, you know, sufficient things to keep them warm. But we have a ministry at church that's getting coats to the people in Michigan. Hmm. And I'm sure that's the way it is, you know, around the country. But let's forget about ourselves for a change. And let's think about someone else who maybe might not be as blessed as we are. And how happy that would make Jesus is to say, hey, this year I'm giving because I want to. I want to give to the community, or I want to give to a family. And it does my heart good to do it, and I'm sure that it would with the listeners too.
Well, that concept is fundamental, foundational to Mary, because Mary gave of her body to be used to bring forth a child that was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit that would cause people to talk about her, that would cause people to question whether or not Joseph had gotten her pregnant before they were married. Yet Mary, you do not see Mary arguing at all with the angel Gabriel. And in verse 29 of Luke chapter 1, it says she was thoroughly shaken by all this. I mean, a bright light, an angel shows up in her house, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. And what she was wondering about was the greeting was, you are beautiful, Mary, inside and out. God is with you. And then the angel assured her, Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. Now, Nan's got a shirt on today. She's got her Suddenly shirt on. And it's all about surprises, because we know that God is big into surprises. He loves to bless us in ways we are not expecting. And that's what happened to Mary. Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will call his name Jesus. Same name that he's already said to Joseph. Joseph, you know, and maybe Joseph's dream happened after this with Mary. Probably did. But still, the confirmation here to two people, the name is going to be Jesus. And Jesus means the Savior, this God the Savior, or Jehovah our salvation, Yeshua, God the Savior. Cindy, there's so many times that we get into fear, and we can lose our blessing because of that. Mary did not do that. When the angel said, Mary, you have nothing to fear, God has a surprise for you, she bought into it right away. And I think one of the reasons she did is the very next thing the angel does is quote Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. And so she knew what was happening. It was fulfillment of scripture. And she knew it. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever. No end ever to his kingdom. And suddenly she realized this was prophecy that she had known about all her life coming true in the child that she would be giving birth to. Cindy?
Couple things. Thank you, Betty.
Yes, Betty. She'll be on your doorstep in Michigan from Idaho. Are you going to walk, take a bus, or how are you going to get there?
Unfortunately, I do have friends here who take very good care of me.
Oh, okay.
And I do have a place to go.
All right.
You know, but you miss your family.
Sure.
And second thing, before I answer your question, is, Pastor, if you'll remember, I spent some time homeless when we lived in Clearwater.
I do remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the church was kind enough to let us go into the church during the day, so we had a place to be. And it was winter. It was, I mean, winter's not like it is here in Florida, but it was winter. And the church kindly opened their doors. We couldn't sleep in there, but we were able to go in during the day
That was only because of our lease that we could not allow that. It was not anything we had control over, but go ahead.
And we had music and, you know, a kitchen set up and things like that. So I do have a heart for the homeless.
Yes.
And that situation because of my experiences. But again, we go back to Mary. It's the same as with Joseph. She knew the scriptures.
Yes, she did.
She had heard it probably all her life. Back in these days, a lot of this was verbal. It came to you through your grandparents and your great grandparents.
Oral tradition, they called it, passed down by stories. Yes,
people sat around. They they talked about these things. They passed these things along to each other. And so again, she had this fresh in her heart and mind. It wasn't something that she heard as a little girl and pushed, you know, that I never thought about it again. So both of them, both Joseph and Mary, when the angel spoke to them, it resonated with their spirits.
Yes, it did.
They knew what was being told to them was true because of their closeness with God,
yes,
their relationship with him and with the scripture.
They were not just picked out of a hat. Oh, well, let's go with Mary in Nazareth and Joseph. All right, those two, you're going to be the parents of the child. No, these were, the Holy Spirit knew their hearts. That's the point I really want to make over and over again. Mm-hmm. With that said, I want to play a song right now by the group For Him, and it's called A Strange Way to Save the World. Because in so many ways, it is, Cindy. It was a strange way to have a baby come to this earth and be born through the body of a virgin. Strange way to save the world, don't you think?
I love the earlier song by Amy Grant.
Yeah.
One of my two favorite Christmas songs. And the For Him song, I love that song.
Well, here we go for you, Cindy.
Thank you.
I'm sure he must have been surprised at where this road had taken him. 'Cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come alive. And Joseph said, "Why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why with all the rulers in the world? Why here inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say. This is such a strange way to save the world. To think of how it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem, no shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far. And as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all
all the rulers in the world. Why here inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say. But this is such a strange way to say.
Such a strange way to save the world, isn't it?
Now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say.
Wow. But it was God's plan.
But this is such a strange way to save the world.
It was God's plan, and that's what it was all about. Nan, you got something that God just gave you there? You want to share it?
Yes, ma'am. Why did I get chosen? I really don't understand. Then God says, Joseph, it's because of your heart. You are truly an honest man. This is why I picked you. I knew you would follow me. This step is one for the world so that they can be free.
Mm, so true. And that's, I'm sure that that is what it was. And Joseph was an honest man, and he knew the word, and so did Mary, and they knew that the angel was revealing to them that they were going to be the parents of this child. Oh, I think so often that we think that we're not good enough. We're not worthy enough. We don't have enough word down on the inside of us or whatever for God to be able to use us. And we're coming up on the top of the hour. So, Betty, make a comment, would you? And then Cindy, about the fact that our audience needs to realize that, yes, we're not instruments that God used to birth this baby. We're not Mary, Joseph, none of that. It happened over 2,000 years ago. But God is still using very unlikely people today. Betty?
Yes. I'm just an ordinary girl from Indiana.
Yes, you are.
Kind of strange, a little short, but you know what? I think that, you know, looking at the scriptures and, you know, reading this, you know, these verses over and over again, is that Mary and Joseph were obedient.
Amen.
They were driven by the word of God. They were driven, you know, through the dream. They were being obedient means to hear from God, to be able to do what he says and obey, you know, obey the scriptures through the verbal way of communication. And that's what he's looking for today is,
yes,
people who have a heart for him.
Yes, amen.
Who want to be his hands, who want to have his heart, have the compassion that is so needed today to deal with some of the events that are taking place in our own lives. And, you know, I'm going to kind of piggyback what Cindy said earlier is, you know, being able to hear what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us.
Right.
Mary was obedient.
Yes, she was.
She heard, you know, she heard from the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus's birth was, was planned. It was all planned out by God. And we have to realize that God has a plan for our own lives.
Yes.
And it's just being obedient and maybe waiting patiently for him to, you know, to talk to us, to be able to speak to us through the scriptures. Again, it's obedience.
It's obedience,
being
yes.
Be willing to go, you know, do whatever he asks, even though maybe our carnal mind is saying, no, I don't want to do that. Listen to the heart, because that's where God talks to us.
Amen.
To our heart.
It's all about obedience, the obedience of Mary and Joseph. Cindy?
Well, I think that one of the biggest lies of the devil is convincing people that they somehow have to change to come to God. They have to clean themselves up somehow. They have to oh, I have to make amends. I have to get my life together, and then I can come to God. If you look at Scripture and look at the people that he used, and this is where the verse that God is the same yesterday, today, forever, that's where this comes into play. He works in different ways, but he hasn't changed how he feels about us.
That's right. Amen.
And if he used people like Moses and David and Jonah.
All of them imperfect people, right?
Very imperfect.
Yes.
He used Rahab.
Right.
She was a prostitute.
Right. Right.
But her obedience, her heart of obedience saved her family.
Exactly.
And so God hasn't changed the type of people that he uses. He knows people's hearts. He knows deep down. And you might think that your heart is rock hard, that you can never change and you're unwilling to change, but God knows differently.
That's right.
And he will, all you have to do is go, okay, God, prove it. You know, he's big enough to take that.
Amen. Yeah.
And so, if you're questioning, God could never use me. God doesn't love me. God doesn't want me. God can't change me. Give it a shot.
Right.
Look at him and say, okay, God, here's your chance. Prove it. And I can guarantee you he's going to show up.
I totally agree with you. And I think that point needs to be made today very strongly to our audience. When we talk about this Christmas story every year and we go over it and we go over it, we need to be sure that our audience understands that Mary and Joseph were not perfect. They were in the line of David, which made them candidates to be used by Almighty God. The timing was God's, God chose. And I'm taking us back to 2 Chronicles 16:9 again, because here it is. The eyes of the Lord roam to and fro around the earth, looking for those whose hearts are completely his. And I've got to believe that Mary and Joseph were chosen not just because they were in the right line, descendants of David, but because of their hearts. And I believe that because of Joseph's quick obedience. He did not put Mary away. He believed the angel, what the angel said. I believe that because of Mary and what the angel said to her, that she was beautiful inside and out. And God is wanting us in this Christmas season to realize that we need to give our hearts to God as a gift. Christmas is all about giving gifts, right? Giving yourself to God at this time of year and saying, God, I know I don't have it all together. I know I've got issues in my life. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to show me those things that I need to work on, that I need to correct, that I need to fix, and cause me to become all that you would have me be. That's what he's looking for in us. The best gift that you can give God Almighty or even anybody around you is to give your heart to God on a moment-by-moment daily basis. God, hey, I don't want to think like that. I don't want to have that attitude. Forgive me, Lord, for that. Oh, I don't want that. I want to be all that you want me to be. That's what Christmas is all about. It is the season of giving, but I really think we need to emphasize today, God wants us to give him us. Okay, he gave us life. Now he wants us to say, okay, God, I give you my heart. I give you my will, my emotions. I desire to be all that you want me to be. I don't want to live like I've always lived. I want to be different. I want to be all you want me to be. Nan, did you have something to add to that? Okay, no. Okay, so quick comments, Cindy, and then we'll go to Betty. We've only got a couple minutes before I have to get up to the top of the hour. So go ahead, Cindy.
I just go back to what I said previously, is that he's not looking for people who have it all together. That's his job.
Amen. That is his job.
To get us together.
Yes.
And even after we're saved,
we don't often have it together.
Amen. Amen, sister.
We are human.
Yes.
Humans, until we are in heaven, are never going to have it all together.
Right.
But when you have that relationship with him, there's a strength, there's a support from inside of you, a heavenly support that helps you make the right choices.
Amen.
And making the right choices helps you be further along to having it all together.
Amen. We're close to the top of the hour. So, Betty, talk about our prayer ministry, if you will, briefly.
Yes, ma'am. One of the greatest things that we can do is pray for each other. And what you can do is, if you have a prayer request, no matter how big or how small, God is willing to listen. And we have some very dedicated prayer warriors who go to bat for you on a daily basis. Is if you have a request, just jot it down. Don't have to be specific. Don't have to give us a lot of details. We pray for a lot of unspoken requests, but send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com, and we will type a prayer underneath your request, and some over 50-plus people will go to the throne boldly with confidence with your request. And, you know, we've seen a lot of answered prayer in these last couple of weeks, so we know that God still answers prayer and that God is on our side. And again, if you have a request or if you want to be a part of our prayer ministry, actually it's his ministry, is to say, hey, add me to, I would like to be a prayer warrior for Beacon of Hope. Again, just say, hey, add me to your list and send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Send us your praise report after God answers your prayer, because we love to give him all the glory that he's so deserving of.
Oh, amen. And, you know, we have a prayer meeting at Beacon of Hope at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings before we have a service at 10. And I tell you, it is full of people giving praise reports or saying, can we pray about this? Can we pray about that? Prayer is the essence of what we do, really, besides giving out the encouraging word of God, is to pray for your needs. And I echo what Betty said. Make prayer a priority of your life, and join our prayer team if you like. prayers@bohmglobal.com. Thursday nights, we have a life coaching counseling show. Nan, I know you listen almost every single week, so I want you to you have to make it about 30 seconds. Make it pretty quick. What do you want to say about that?
It's a great show. You should tune in and listen. They cover a lot of different topics. Listen.
Dr. Angel and me, Mama Mac, my other name. Yeah. We do. We're in a series right now about developing. Last week, we talked about developing love. And if you missed that show, we talked about the 8 different kinds of love and how to develop love in our hearts and in our lives. Very important. 6:06 p.m. right here every Thursday night. TantalkNetwork.com. You can go to our website, GoYard2014.org. It's an ORG website. And you can go there, and we put shows. We've got tons of them from the last, we're in our 5th year, so there's tons of them. Likewise, on our website for this show is BOHMglobal.com. Go there, and you can listen to a lot of the 600 shows that we have done, and that's a lot of shows. And we'll be right back. Listen to this station ID.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.